at CCR on RJN. Who'll stop the rain? No rain in the forecast today on this, thank God, it's Monday morning, 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, on this Hour of Power, where we do acknowledge that knowledge is power. We've got the great Tom Carco coming up at the bottom of the hour with the WRJN news block, as well as This Day in History, Charles Osgood's File, and now we are joined by Cheryl Lulian Tan. She is the author of Sarong Party Girls. Please say hello to Cheryl. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. Where are you this morning?
I am in New York, where I live, and it's a fairly sunny day here. I hope you're having a good day there, too.
It is absolutely gorgeous. And you are not from the New York area originally, Cheryl, are you? Where are you from?
No, I'm not. I grew up in Singapore, I moved to the States 20 years ago, and I've lived here this long, but my whole family still lives in Singapore, so I go back all the time. And all my books so far have been about Singapore, so apparently I can't quit it. Sarong Party Girls is set there as well.
Tell the beautiful humans something about Singapore that most people don't know unless they've lived there.
Well, a lot of people, when they think of Singapore, and they think of two things. They always ask me about caning, and they always ask me if I can't chew gum there. But you know, there's so much more to the country than that. One thing I really love about Singapore is the way Singaporeans speak, and we speak this particular patois there that we call Singlish, and it's a mix of, it's mostly English, but it's got some like Chinese and Malay or Chinese dialect words thrown in, and it's kind of this tossed salad of the races that live there. In school we're taught proper Queen's English, but then, you know, when we're with our aunties or friends, like we tend to speak Singlish. So that's something I've always loved about the country, and you don't hear that it that much outside of the country. So that's why I wrote this book in Singlish, to kind of share this language, this very colorful and vivid language, with people outside.
Well, the book is called Sarong Party Girl. So in Singlish, very quickly, encapsulate what the book's about, but you got to do it in Singlish.
Nobody's ever asked me that before. In Singlish, we always add the word "la" to everything for emphasis. So, you know, it's about a young woman, la, who, you know, wants to meet an ang mo and get married. And ang mo means, it literally means red hair, but it actually means, it refers to Caucasian. So, and sarong party girls actually refer to women, a type of woman in Singapore, where her main goal in life is to socialize with, meet, and marry an expat Caucasian man. So that's what the book's about.
There are actually women in Singapore like that? I am shocked and dismayed. And I'm friends with about 50 of them on Facebook, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always been fascinated with this subculture. I have to point out that it is a subculture. Not every Singapore woman is a sarong party girl. I've always been fascinated with this subculture because it's such a distinct type of woman that sort of, attaches such value to race as a status symbol in terms of getting married. And in Singapore, you know, that really sort of hit home for me when my friends and I were discussing this a few years ago, and one of them said, "Well, it's all about getting that Chanel baby, right?" And I'm like, "What is a Chanel baby?" And they said, "Well, you know, it's a half Caucasian, half Singaporean baby. It's the Chanel of babies. It's the ultimate status symbol." And so I thought, you know, this is just really fascinating. And that phrase has to be in a book. And so it's in my book. It's in Sarong Party Girls.
Sarong Party Girls is the book. She is Cheryl Lulian Tan. She is the author. This is Glenn Klein on Community Conversations on WRGN. It's a novel, basically, that shows the clash between tradition in Singapore and modern materialism. And we're seeing that clash all over the world. What did you want to tell your readers about that clash?
Well, what I really wanted to show was how a young woman handles that on a very sort of intimate level in Singapore. You do see it all over the world. It's a very universal story, and it always has been in a way. You know, people are always trying to pull away from their parents' traditions and trying to forge a new path, trying to get good marriages. You know, that pretty much sums up every Jane Austen novel, making a good marriage and, you know, sort of weighing the old and the new. But you know, in Singapore in particular, in this particular story, I wanted to show, you know, how this happens against the backdrop of this sort of very dazzling, glitzy city that, you know, the world kind of looks at as this very shiny, very pristine and clean and dynamic and modern city. But yet, you know, it has this sort of young woman sort of meandering through it all, kind of caught in the swirl of like this city where there's so much going on, and she's just trying to make her way through it and make the best decisions.
She is the author, Cheryl Leanne Tan, and the book is Sarong Party Girls. I once met an Asian woman online, and the first thing she asked me, Cheryl, was, had I ever dated an Asian? and I said no, and then she was willing to talk to me. What is it about Asian women that some guys are just totally into?
You know, I have no idea, but I'm glad that phenomenon happens. I mean, you know, I understand the question that you got, because there are men out there. What is it called? Yellow fever. But
I've never heard that referred to it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, so you do have to be kind of, you know, you do have to kind of be careful, you know, and just kind of establish that first. But, you know, I'm not sure what it is. You know, perhaps it's a perception of Asian women being you know, more subservient, et cetera. But anyone who's ever dated or spent any time with an Asian woman knows that's absolutely not true.
That is true. Not only did I meet her and date her, we lived together for almost 9 months, and she almost killed me.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Yes, I am, too. I'm glad I survived it. But we highly recommend the book Sarong Party Girls by Cheryl Leanne Tan. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the novel.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, there she goes. Yellow fever. I never heard it referred to that as that. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. We are in the midst of your Thank God It's Monday Hour of Power, where we do acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power. We're going to get some more of it because the great Tom Carco is standing by in the news center with your WRJN news block, which is next.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who